This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The family planning money once going to abortion providers is finding its way to help young Americans make life-affirming sexual decisions. $1.5 million that once went to a failed Planned Parenthood teen pregnancy prevention program will now see rigorous evaluation to assure success for youth. U.S. House leadership turned in their 75th performance this week, again rejecting any discussion of restricting abortion-related infanticide. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is opposing Democrat plans to pack the Supreme Court. Many say they'd like to increase the number of justices and make appointments to turn back a tide of pro-life states restricting abortion. 21 states are set to protect children from abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, while doctors prepare to teach others the grisly practice, Belgium is already set to use arranged early death to answer mental issues from alcoholism to complex psychiatric disorders. Ireland is seeing up to 900 abortions a month just a year after legalizing abortion there, and laws in Arkansas restricting late abortions and those targeting disabilities have been struck down by the same federal judge who blocked capital punishment in that state. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.